Gabriel and Big Time on B104.3. It is time for the Big Time Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Okay, so it's not even Halloween yet, and some believe there should be Christmas music playing. No, we're not doing that. Not around here anyway. Even Mariah Carey says, hold up.
This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard, Mariah. We are headed to the North Pole.
Not yet. Sorry. Rush.
Yeah, they always rush us too, Mariah. She posted this on Instagram while she was flying first class. Of course she was. According to an anonymous poll, 72.5% of NFL players think Taylor Swift's presence at games has been positive for the league. Only 4.9% think it's negative, and 22.5% said it had no effect. William Shatner posted something when he saw this, quote, notable celebrities who have passed away in 2024, and it included his name, along with the legendary actor best known for his role as Captain Kirk in Star Trek, passed away at 93.
He's dead, Jim. He's dead, Jim. He's dead, Jim. He's dead. He was worse than dead. His brain is gone.
Yeah, no. Someone had messaged him on Twitter. You good, Captain? And he replied, not after reading this. Selena Gomez has achieved billionaire status with a net worth of $1.3 billion, due in part to her rare beauty brand, but she acknowledges her fans.
I personally think it's distasteful to talk about money, but I really am giving all the credit to the people who buy the products. They're the ones that made this dream of mine come true. So I'm really, really honored and just happy.
Yeah, she should be. Andrew Garfield says he had an allergic reaction that led to his hospitalization while filming Never Let Me Go. His co-stars actually took him to the hospital. And Kate McKinnon is days away from publishing her debut novel, The Millicent Quibb School of Etiquette for Young Ladies of Mad Science. It's about three sisters from a snooty town that get kicked out of an etiquette school and eventually get mentored by a mad scientist, Millicent Quibb.
It deals with issues of finding yourself, of the magic of the world, and it's a hopeful genre, I think, because it deals with, you know, kids figuring out how they want to help.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. American Pickers star Frank Fritz has died at the age of 60. He and co-host Mike Wolf would drive across the U.S. digging for antiques and collectibles. Mike was actually at Fritz's bedside when he died. Frank had had a stroke back in 2022. And on the Kelly Clarkson Show, guest host Michael Bublé covered Journey's classic Lovin', Touchin', Squeezin'. It's not any worse than Arnell Pineda in South America the other day. So anyway, all right, I've got some hot takes for you. Golfer John Daly lost his Florida home to Hurricane Helene. One of the doctors charged in Matthew Perry's death has pleaded guilty. John Amos's relatives are accusing his son of keeping John isolated from the rest of his family prior to his death. And Michael Che from Saturday Night Live is developing a late night show. And a dirt alert. Pink Floyd sold their music catalog and name and likeness rights to Sony for $400 million, all because David Gilmour was tired of having to deal with Roger Waters. All right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except you're welcome?